Attorney General Dale Marshall has unveiled sweeping changes to the judiciary aimed both at addressing the delay in criminal justice and in civil and commercial matters, delays that many have blamed for the difficulties in doing business in Barbados. Speaking in Parliament last evening, Mr. Marshall announced an increase in the number of judges from 8 to 13.
In 2018, 246, as of November 26, divorce petitions were filed. As at the same date, 1,838 civil applications were filed. At the same date, 243 indictable matters were brought before the court. And that does not include, sir, other kinds of applications like bankruptcy and others. And, sir, between 2011 and 2018, 15,000 civil cases were filed, 3,347 divorces, and we know that we have probably somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 criminal matters waiting to be tried. Now, Mr. Speaker, with the best will in the world, there is no way that our 8 High Court judges would be able to rule on those matters. And every year, sir, another 2,000 or 3,000 getting added. In the year 2015, the report of the Judicial Council of Barbados shows that 36 judgments were written. 36. And in that same year, over 2,000 cases were filed. Sir, we last increased the number of judges in 2003. And in 2003, sir, we moved the number of judges from 5 to 8.
Mr. Marshall adds,
what we are planning to do, sir, is to create a commercial division which will deal with such things as bankruptcy and insolvency. It will deal, Mr. Speaker, with in fact, let me give you the synopsis of the schedule. The commercial division will deal with business documents and contracts, exports and imports of goods, carriage of goods, the exploration of oil, gas reserves and other natural resources, insurance and reinsurance, banking or financial services, the operation of financial markets or stock exchanges, purchase or sale of commodities, matters relating to admiralty, business agency, matters relating to arbitration, matters relating to bankruptcy and insolvency, and matters relating to intellectual property. Sir, in many countries of the world, these dedicated commercial courts are highly specialized courts, and they're intended to see speedy resolution to business and commercial matters. Mr. Speaker, I'm sure there's many a businessman out there who will tell me immediately that they have had a substantial case in the court and it's been going on for 5 and 10 years. People have to make decisions on investments, whether to expand businesses or not. But they all need to be satisfied that the court system will be responsive. But then there's the other side, sir. We intend to increase the number of permanent criminal courts. And in this new paradigm, Mr. Speaker, this additional 5 judges will allow us to have 4 fully dedicated criminal court judges on a permanent basis.
And the Attorney General has also made this announcement.
But, sir, for the first time in our history, any vacancy for a judge in our judiciary, whether High Court or Court of Appeal, will be advertised in Barbados, in the Caribbean, in CARICOM, in the Commonwealth, sir, as far as Australia, everywhere in the Commonwealth. Now, sir, you know, Barbadians have been known to be a peculiar people. We are very happy when Barbadians go to Bermuda and serve with distinction on the Bermuda High Court bench. We are happy when Barbadians, current Governor General included, go to the OECS and serve with distinction on the OECS benches. At one point in time, sir, we had 2 Bajans on the OECS High Court bench. And in fact, you could call it 3 because some consider Bermuda to be part of that OECS circuit. We've had Barbadians who have been Chief Justice of African states post-independence, but somehow, sir, the idea that somebody from outside of Barbados could come and deliver justice to Bajans is something that has always galled us.
Attorney General Dale Marshall speaking in Parliament last evening. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.